You feeling tired of having to be on a treadmill towards your success and continuing to go after results and milestones, and it's never really good enough? Then you're going to want to listen to this episode where I totally take down the idea that you have to measure your life according to success.
You're listening to the Dynamic Women Podcast. Each week, you'll be inspired by our global community of women. They'll share with you tools and stories to help you be dynamic in every area of life. Here's your host, award-winning coach, and the CEO and founder of Dynamic Women, Diane Ralston.
Hello, lovely dynamic women, and welcome to the Dynamic Women Podcast. I am Diane Ralston, your host, and today I'm talking about stop measuring your life according to your success. This was something I had to learn about many years ago as a recovering perfectionist, as someone who's highly driven, A type. Maybe you can relate. It was always about what's the next achievement? What's the next goal? How much success am I having? But I felt oftentimes tired and unfulfilled and empty. It's really sad because everything I've ever gone for when I was younger, wanted to be the captain of the sports teams, got it. Wanted to be the president on certain clubs, got it. Wanted to be student council president in high school, got it. Wanted to get into certain universities, did it. But I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that to be like, that was the pressure. That was the, you had to do these things. There was no doubt, no discussion. I'd be going to university. And I continued in my life with goal after goal and result after result. And can I be the best at everything? Now, I'm not going to unpack anything from my childhood. I had a wonderful childhood. I'm not going to unpack also the, maybe the different things that went on in my early career. But what I will say is the greatest gift I was ever given was by my coach, my first ever coach, who helped me to see that I was measuring life according to success when she introduced me to the Wheel of Life, which is a professional coaching tool. It is now a non-negotiable, something that I go through every quarter and that I take my clients through as well. Switching from measuring your life according to success to measuring life according to your satisfaction was a complete game changer for me. And I hope that if you haven't already heard of it, that you go and do it or you reach out to me so that we can do it together. Because really, when you measure your life according to success, you will always be chasing success. Because the moment you achieve success, you probably won't fully celebrate it. You'll just look for the next goal or the next piece of success. And when it's based on the success, success is fleeting, right? Because you got the promotion, you landed the client, you bought that new house, that new car, you got the man, had the babies, like everything is a moment in time. So what happens all the other days? Well, if you measure your life according to your satisfaction, then you can have success, not just when you're having the success, not just the moment you decide it, but you can have happiness now, you can have happiness later, and you can have happiness every single day on the way to success. When I just spoke at the Vancouver, the LEAP event put on by the VRCA and CCW, which is Vancouver Regional Construction Association and Canadian Construction Women, they hosted this event. And I spoke about, do you want to have happiness now or happiness later? And people were like, oh, I kind of want both. Yeah, it's like in construction, if you said to a homeowner or a soon-to-be homeowner who you're building their house, you said, hey, do you feel like having like floors or ceilings? Like, don't I want both and walls in between? And you do. So, right. So you want success now and happiness now. You want happiness every single day, and you want happiness and success on the days that you feel like you're successful. But what's happening is we get into this place, this success trap, where We're striving and pushing and working harder and ignoring our own intuition, our own self-awareness, what we want, that inner voice. And we just keep pushing it down because society is telling us these are the things that you want. You want to, you know, be in a secure relationship. You want to have all these amazing material goods. You want to be going on these vacations. You want to be upping your career or your business, whatever it is. And you need to look a certain way and be a certain way. It is friggin' tiring. Doesn't it tire you out just thinking about all of that? It is. It's so tiring. And I have been a victim of that. And so have my clients. And I see this in women in my audiences. Have you been as well? Well, the simple solution is to stop measuring life according to success, getting out of that success trap, and instead measuring life according to your satisfaction, right? A life built on satisfaction is happier, more full of energy, more full of confidence for yourself. There is more joy, there is more space, and you get to really honor the things that matter most to you, because that's the problem. We're honoring things that we think matter to society, but really, that's society's agenda. It's not your agenda. And if you're not even looking out for you, who is? So I'm going to kind of wrap it up here. I encourage you, reach out to me. Let's do the Wheel of Life. Let's do my Wheel of Life, because there are extra areas on mine, which means extra opportunity for more satisfaction in life. And there's a very specific way that I take my clients through. And the benefit of it in the end, it's going to give you a 360 view of where you are and in your life, in your satisfaction. But not only that, it's a game changer in the way that we use it to say, where do we want to be? Not let's look at the sadness of the low numbers now, but where do we want to be? And let's use that to paint the picture about what life can look like. A couple opportunities I wanted to let you know about. We have a call for authors right now for the next book in the Dynamic Women series. We had Success Secrets, Confidence Secrets, Trailblazer Secrets, and now Leadership Secrets. So if you feel like you have something to share there, reach out or look in the show notes so that you can apply to be one of our authors. Another opportunity is the She's Gold program is back. She's Gold 2.0, and it's gold as in G-O-A-L-E-D, goals, right? Goals in your life. She's Gold. And we're going to, in that, use the Wheel of Life, and we're going to be helping you use that as like a speed course to reach your goals with coaching, masterminding, group support, connection with others, and every single month being able to reach your goals that much faster and feeling much more satisfied in life. And satisfaction equals happiness and energy and resonance and feeling proud and feeling like contentment and joy and being where you know you need to be. So check out those two opportunities in the show notes. And if you're still struggling around striving for the success, let me know. Let me know what that looks like. So you can make a comment or email me, diane@dianeroulston.com. You don't have to be tired and worn out anymore. You don't have to give of yourself so fully and intensely. You get to take a step back and really decide what works best for you and live a life that has a bit more space, a bit more joy, and a bit more time for you. Make sure you hit subscribe, share this with a friend, and until next time, stay dynamic. Bye.
Thank you, Dynamic Women, for joining us today. Please hop on over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. Who do you know who needs to hear our message? We'd love it if you'd share our channel with your friends and family. If you're ready to be more dynamic, have more balance and more success, head over to www.dynamicwomenclub.com/free gift for your Key to Success book. Stay dynamic.